The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The people were filled with expectation and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. After all, the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying. Heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, the liturgical season of Christmas comes to a conclusion this Sunday with the celebration of the baptism of our Lord. And it marks the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. The baptism of Jesus reminds us of our identity and mission. First of all, it reminds us of who we are and whose we are. By baptism, we become the adoptive sons and daughters of God, brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, heirs of heaven and temples of the Holy Spirit. According to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, baptism is the basis of the whole Christian life, the gateway to life in the Spirit, and the door which gives access to the other sacraments. Most of us dip the fingers of our hand into the holy water font in front of the church, and blessed ourselves when we came to the church today. Why we do that? This blessing is supposed to remind us of our baptism. And so, when I bless myself with holy water, I should be thinking of the fact that I am a child of God, that I have been redeemed by the cross of Christ, that I have been made a member of God's family, and that I have been washed, forgiven, cleansed, and purified by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The baptism of Jesus reminds us also our mission. It is our mission to experience the presence of God within us and to appreciate the divine presence in others by honoring them, loving them, and serving them. And also to live as the children of God in our thoughts, words, and our deeds. It is a day for us to remember the graces we have received in baptism and to renew our baptismal promises. The sacrament of baptism is the most important event that happened in our life. I don't know how many of you remember the date of our baptism. We may remember our birthday, the date of our your marriage, for us, the date of our ordination, the important events that happened in our life, we may remember, but we may forget the date, the day which we received the blessed sacrament of baptism. And also, we had to remember the priest who blessed your baptism. And also, we have to remember and pray for our parents and godparents who helped you to live or nourish the faith in Jesus Christ. We have to remember them and pray for them. On the day of our baptism, as Pope Saint John Paul II explains, we were anointed with the oil of catechumens, the sign of Christ's gentle strength to fight against evil. Blessed water was poured over us, an effective sign of inner purification through the gift of the Holy Spirit. We were then anointed with chrism to show that we were thus consecrated in the image of Jesus, the Father's anointed one. The candle lighted from the Paschal candle was a symbol of the light of faith which our parents and godparents must have continually safeguarded and nourished with the life-giving grace of Spirit. This is also a day for us to renew our baptismal promises, consecrating ourselves to the Holy Trinity and rejecting Satan and all his empty promises. Let us ask our Lord today to make us faithful to our baptismal promises. Let us thank him for the privilege of being joined to his mission of preaching the good news by our transparent Christian lives of love, mercy, service, and forgiveness. The Lord Jesus wants his love and truth to shine through us that many others may find new life, freedom, and joy in the Holy Spirit. As we celebrate the baptism of our Lord, let us ask the Eucharistic Lord to fill us with Holy Spirit, that we may radiate the joy of the gospel to those around us.